You'll soon be able to legally smoke or ingest marijuana in your home in Massachusetts, but there won't be an increase in the number of charter schools or a second slot parlor in the state. Also, there will soon be new restrictions on how farmers who sell meat or eggs in this state treat their animals. Those are the results of voting yesterday on the four Massachusetts ballot questions. More on the marijuana question coming up. We begin with a defeat of ballot question number two, which would have raised the cap on charter schools. From our Edify reporting team, here's WBUR's Tanya Mosley.
No 15-year-old Rhiannwyn Cass McBride feels victorious.
We've just basically saved our schools.
For weeks, she and her friends from Boston Arts Academy have been putting up posters and campaigning with their parents. They join teachers, politicians, and supporters at the No On 2 watch party to see the results come in. Another opponent of lifting the charter cap, Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson, says the results are a message that the people of Massachusetts want the state to improve the public schools we already have, not build new ones.
Instead of choosing or picking winners versus losers and having that corporate mentality, we need to have a communal mentality that is one where we elevate all of our young people.
Jackson's calling on state lawmakers to now fully fund education and focus on building up schools in areas like Boston. Backers of the effort to bring more charter schools to Massachusetts agree with that. Marty Walls is with the group Great Schools Massachusetts, which campaigned in favor of question two. She says schools need more resources.
But from my point of view, it's not just more money for more of the same. We need more money spent differently and spent more effectively so that we begin to close the achievement gaps.
Backers of the failed charter school effort say, while the defeat is disappointing, the great work of current charter schools continues. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.